This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 120 for Wednesday, October 26th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger Wednesday, with the largest gains in the nearby November contract as traders holding short positions worked to exit the front month ahead of its expiry. That November contract up $28.20 at $925 per ton. The more active January contract up $9.10 at $875.90. Gains in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also up on the day. Crush margins remain historically wide, and that should be keeping end users active on the buy side, as canola remains cheap relative to its product values. However, chart resistance did hold to the upside. Ample supplies in the commercial pipeline and a firm tone in the Canadian dollar also tempered the advances. In the U.S., soybeans were higher, while corn held near unchanged with the bias lower and wheat mixed. Soybeans underpinned by a rally in soy oil and weakness in the U.S. dollar. The January contract up only 0.75 cents at the final bell, though, at $13.93 per bushel. The weaker U.S. dollar is making exports more attractive to global buyers. A slow start to seeding of Brazil's next crop added to the firm tone, with recent rainfall there keeping some farmers off their fields. However, the persistent issues of low water volumes along the Mississippi hampering grain movement did pressure values, as did conditions favorable conditions for harvest progress across the Midwest, with the influx of farmer deliveries weighing on values as well. Corn lacking any real clear direction, with the bias lower at the close, down a penny in December at $6.85 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production of just over 1 million barrels per day was up slightly from the previous week and the largest level since the end of July. Stocks of the renewable fuel were up by nearly 500,000 barrels. Wheat was mixed, with losses in spring wheat and gains in the winter wheat contracts as persistent dryness in the southern plains hurts emergence. The December spring wheat contract down a 0.25 cents at $9.52 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in the December contract at $9.40 and 3/4. Chicago wheat up 5 3/4 cents at $8.40 and a half in the December contract. The USDA's ag attaché lowered their estimate for Argentina's next wheat crop to only 15.5 million tons. That's from an earlier forecast of 17.5 million, citing the country's ongoing drought. The expected exports were also lowered by 2 million tons, now at 10 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 26th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.